One of Mayo's darkest days, a woman and two young girls killed when their car collided with a truck on a stretch of the N17 near Claremorris yesterday. And in Swinford, a couple in their 60s, Tom and Eileen Mahon, died in a house fire at their home in Deer Park. Our Western correspondent Pat McGrath joins me now. And Pat, to that horrific crash on the N17, what's the latest information you have on the victims and on what happened?
Well, the scene of the tragedy was preserved overnight and will be subject to further forensic analysis this morning, Mary. Local diversions have been put in place, rerouting traffic along a section of the N17 in either direction. The crash happened just after lunchtime at around 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Gardaí, who haven't named the deceased yet, asked the public last evening to refrain from sharing images of the crash on social media. It happened on a stretch of the N17 that effectively bypasses Claremorris, a long, relatively straight stretch of the route at a place called Castlegar. Both vehicles involved, the vehicles involved travelling in opposite directions. There was a head-on collision, and the lady and the two young girls were all pronounced dead at the scene. And the conditions at the time, there was a lot of traffic on the road. I travelled it myself about 15-20 minutes prior to the incident. A lot of traffic on the road and very wet conditions at the time. All of that, of course, will feed into the effort to determine the exact chain of events that led to the tragedy.
Mm. Devastating for the family involved, and local people are shocked by what happened as well. And you were reporting as well, Pat, that I think this same stretch of road has seen really awful tragedy in the past.
Yeah, and on paper, I guess, Mary, you wouldn't expect it to be a particularly dangerous route, but there have been several fatal accidents on it over the years, and locals last evening saying to me that even in the last few months, there have been several minor collisions. Even as I was travelling back to Galway last evening, emergency services were dealing with a minor collision less than 2 kilometres away from the scene of yesterday afternoon's crash. So there have been a lot of serious incidents on this stretch of road around Claremorris in the last couple of years. In 2017, three generations from one family, a grandmother, her daughter and her son were killed when they were involved in a very similar collision with a truck on the N17 in September of that year. And at the inquest into the deaths of the Wilson family, the coroner raised concerns about the layout of the road because there are a lot of minor routes feeding on to the N17, a national primary road, the main route between Galway and Sligo. So there have been concerns about the stretch of road in question over the years.
And indeed, Tomás Keating from the Western People, we were talking to him earlier, and he was telling us that as late as Monday, just 2 days ago, the coroner, Patrick O'Connor, was calling attention to the number of fatalities, pointing out 8 of 10 inquests, I think he said, that had opened and closed related to road traffic fatalities that have occurred over an 18-month period in the county.
And that was something that was referenced at the inquest to the Wilson deaths in 2018 when those inquests were heard. Coroner Pat O'Connor equated travelling on this section of the N17 where he'd already adjudicated on other incidents back then as being akin to playing Russian roulette due to the volume of minor roads feeding out onto it, slip roads essentially onto the N17 when you can have cars travelling in either direction at speeds of up to 100 kilometres per hour, according to the speed limits in place on that route.
And earlier in the day yesterday, Pat, you were reporting on the deaths of the Mahons, a couple in their 60s who died in a house fire, also in
That's
Mayo.
Right. In Swinford, maybe about a half an hour away from the scene of the traffic collision yesterday afternoon, and word began to filter through to Gardaí and emergency services at that scene at about 2:30 about the tragedy in Claremorris. The fire broke out in the early hours of yesterday morning in the detached two-storey property located maybe about 20 metres off one of the routes into Swinford, about 1.5 kilometres from the centre of the town. And it seems to have taken hold of the building very quickly. Emergency services, fire service personnel were on the scene within minutes, but their task was complicated by the extent to which the fire had taken hold by that stage. And throughout the day, the ruins effectively of this house were smouldering away there. The extent of the damage complicated the task for the recovery of the remains of the couple that lived there. It was proceeding throughout the day yesterday. Investigations into the exact circumstances that led to that fire also continuing. The bodies of Tom and Eileen Mahon removed from the scene last evening.
And Pat, you'll be reporting as further information comes to hand on those tragedies later on in the day. That's our Western correspondent, Pat McGrath.